This is not a ride, it is an experience.
Imagine a small room that lunges back and forth with the ferocity of a mechanical bull. Except this bull is big enough to seat four people and has a securely mounted television screen showing earthquake footage. No seat belts, no safety harnesses. Just a handle, a seat, and your white-knuckle death grip while your surroundings shake horribly out of control in a simulated magnitude 7.1 earthquake. It's fun, if that's the word for 30 seconds of fear. Jeremy Zidek is the Public Information Officer with Alaska's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. He's distributing information and educating curious onlookers about earthquake and emergency preparedness.
It's exciting to bring the earthquake simulator down here. Folks in Southeast are vulnerable to earthquakes, and it's really a unique experience for people to feel a strong earthquake and then get some earthquake education and determine what they should do during a real earthquake.
Zidek hopes the simulator raises awareness and encourages people to prepare for a potential quake.
When the real shaking starts, they'll be able to think back to the earthquake simulator event and do the recommended earthquake safety action, which is drop, cover, and hold on.
Steve Masterman is a state geologist and director of Alaska's Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys.
There's an exact percentage, I'm not sure, but there's a significant number of earthquakes measured in, or recorded in Alaska every year. I think the number is up in the 30,000 to 40,000 range.
A couple of major factors contribute to the number of quakes in Alaska. Size is one, but what is mostly at fault is...
Southern boundary of the state with the Pacific Ocean is a plate boundary. So the two plates, the North American plate and the Pacific plate, are moving relative to each other, and they're moving past each other pretty much along the entire southern shore of the state. So that's a very long plate boundary.
Masterman says the 49th state also has a series of faults, which are cracks in the Earth's crust. Those plates and faults create a lot of motion and generate lots of quakes. When I stepped off the simulator, my legs were wobbly and my perspective was definitely shaken, which is the idea. In Juneau, I'm Trip Krause.
Thank you for experiencing the Alaska Earthquake Simulator.